Praise the Lord and God bless you from an entire different scene. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to an anointed walk and talk. Hallelujah. The verse I have here is the yoke is broken because of the anointing. Because of the anointing, there is power, of course, in the name of Jesus. And that is also because of the anointing that breaks the yoke. Oh, praise the Lord, somebody. So from a finally sunnier part, warmer part of this wonderful land of Florida in America. What an amazing, beautiful scenery we have here. And I want to teach you a few things. I want to exhort a few scriptures from God's holy word as we're live. And remember, if you like it, it's not because I need you to like it. It's because it helps to push the message further to more people that follow the page. There has to be a like or a comment if that's possible. But hey, it's good to check in with you again. I know yesterday we missed out because there was a lot of flying and there was just no time to do anything else. But this is a beautiful Florida. Beautiful, beautiful Florida. I'm holding up the traffic. No, I'm not. Praise God. I'm actually going to move over here now. So, the yoke is broken. Now, there are different types of yoke, right? The yoke is broken. And if there is something that, you know, that kind of like hinders you or restricts you, if there is something that is perhaps, you know, over your progress. Some can be an enemy of progress. It can be a restriction in finances, in blessing, in prosperity, in career. It can be all sorts. But the anointing, remember, the anointing breaks the yoke. So the yoke is broken by reason of the anointing, because of the anointing. And you need to allow the anointing of God to break every yoke, whether it's sickness, bondage, witchcraft, curses. Those are all yokes. Yokes is what an ungodly... We are to be yoked with Jesus Christ only. Because when we are yoked with Jesus, you know what a yoke is? A yoke is like a piece of wood that links two oxes together. So it goes on the neck of one ox, and then it carries on to the neck of the other ox, and it keeps them together. So if one goes left, the other one has to go left. If one goes right, the other one goes left. Now we ought to be yoked only, praise the Lord, with Jesus Christ our Lord. Because that way we are, and he said, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He said, take my yoke upon you. That's what he says in the word. Take my yoke upon you and my burden is light. So get rid of those burdens and have only a yoke with Jesus Christ. So where the Lord goes, you go. But let every other yoke, because you don't want to have a yoke with anything else. Because that means those things that are against God, or those things that are bondage, those things that are evil, or witchcraft even, or sickness, or whatever yoke it is. That means you are then tied, if you like, and bonded to it. And that's why we need the anointing. That is the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Because the Lord ascended to sit on the right hand of the Father. and he promised to send the Holy Spirit. We now know it was exactly 10 days after, but at the time they didn't know that. So they continually, patiently and obediently, 120 of them waited in the upper room that we now know was 10 whole days. Or 50 days after the resurrection, because the Lord tarried and walked among his disciples and the land for 40 days after the resurrection. Then he ascended up to heaven. And then he sent the blessed Holy Spirit, remember? And the Bible tells us that, I want you to at the same time, you know, just enjoy a little bit of the scenery. I don't know where I'm walking. I'm probably going to get lost, but I will find my way back with the sat-nav before the battery dies. And so, you shall receive power, the Bible says. After that, the Holy Ghost comes upon you. The Holy Ghost. So the anointing is the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. And oil is or represents the Holy Spirit. The anointing that the supernatural power, the Holy Spirit brings, that is what breaks the yoke. So you have to allow. So are you full of the Holy Spirit yet? Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Do you know that you can be baptized in water? That John said, John who baptized in water, John the Baptist, he said, I baptize with water, but the one who comes after me, whom I'm not worthy of touching or fixing his shoelaces, sandals, will come, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will baptize in the Holy Ghost. So there is a baptism in by immersion in water, and that is an outward confession of the inward repentance and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. But there was also the Holy Spirit baptism. Now, and that is when in the book of Acts it says, and you shall receive power. My God, I don't know, somebody needs power, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Hallelujah. Power. After that, the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And them yokes that are anything that restricts you, that is against you, all those ungodly yokes, you must submit to God. Pray to be baptized in the Holy Spirit if you're not already been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And ask the Lord for the anointing to break the yoke. Every yoke that is not of God shall be broken, shall be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the Lord wants you to walk in freedom. Praise God. Oh yes, he does. He wants you to walk in freedom. He wants you to walk in the blessing of the Lord. And there might be trials and tribulations, and the fire tries, but most of the time, we must not confuse that with the enemy. Jesus said in John 10:10, he comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't come to do anything else. He can't do anything but steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants to steal the blessings. He wants to steal the power. He wants to steal the prosperity. He wants to steal and kill and destroy, because he can't do anything else, Jesus said. So, hallelujah, we got to listen to the Lord. And therefore, you can go in prayer. You can go in prayer and find out what ungodly yokes you might have. You might have. You might have not. And there is perhaps something you need to still turn away from. There is perhaps somebody you need to turn away from. That could be a person holding you in bondage, holding you yoked. Somebody's gonna play some basketball right here. It's a bit dangerous. right on the road. I'm probably going to move it again. It's a nice one. So, allow, be free. Know God wants you free. And God wants you blessed and empowered, and greater works than he shall we do. The Lord himself said, because there is work to be done, praise the Lord. Not to get salvation. That's by grace. That's the free gift. There's nothing you need to do about that. And that's what I want to close with actually today. Praise God. And this is really nice. And I hope you still continue to watch. And I thank you those that have come to watch. And like I said, keep, you know, give it a little thumbs up, because it helps. It helps to get the video up to more more people's pages. It's because if there's no likes or no hearts or no cares or no comments, I know not everybody can comment, because I don't want, there are always, you know, some weird people out there that I want to not have their comments on it, of course. We want to keep it nice and clean. Praise God. God is a holy God. But it helps. It helps a lot. And you might see this because somebody else liked it. And if you can share it, that's even better. So if this is helping you, and I'm doing this every day, unless I obviously in an airplane or something else. But I'm here. I'm here. I want to check in with you. I want to build you up in the faith. Praise God. So back to that topic. Now, I was going to close with this. This is very important. It's very important. So bear with me. Hallelujah. God bless America. And God bless the whole world. And so now I ministered to this couple the other day. Now, hear me out for a minute. This is very important, because it's a really good testimony. Now they we was gonna do a video call, but the video didn't work, because God had that was all designed by the Lord. So it was just ultimately a conversation, a prayer we had via the phone. I mean, we were in totally different locations of the world, and so we couldn't meet up. So we kind of came in agreement on the phone. Speaker phone out loud, and we're concentrating, we're in agreement, we're in the presence of the Lord. And now this is the thing. The gentleman, and you'll find this very interesting, so like it and share it. The gentleman, he had lots of sicknesses and illnesses, and he was yoked. He got yoked too. He was always yoked in his early years with the Lord, but then he, you know, the enemy deceived him. And right now the current situation at the time of prayer was that he was in and out of the hospital. His body was breaking down left, right and center. It was all falling apart. And we're praying, and he had done something wrong. If I've shared this before, then I'm sharing it one more time anyway. But he had done something wrong, and he had therefore upset his wife. Right? He had upset his wife. What he did, he sinned against his own wife. And but his wife had long forgiven him, and this has been a long time. But he convinced himself, and the spirit of condemnation was at work. He came yoked with condemnation. There is another yoke, and he allowed this lie of the enemy that he doesn't deserve forgiveness, and he didn't even pray or come to the, you know, ask anybody to pray for him, because he had also convinced himself he doesn't deserve forgiveness from the Lord, neither from his wife. He should just suffer and die. And it was in his body began to break apart big time. Anyway, his wife took action. His wife called, set up a meeting with us over the phone, And then he came out. He confessed that he said I don't. I said, she's forgiven you a long time ago. Why are you still beating yourself up over it? You know, there. That is in the past. Behold, all things are new. And he said, well, I don't deserve her forgiveness. And I said, well, but the Lord wants to forgive you too if you ask for it. He said, you know, don't ask for it. He don't deserve that too. He don't deserve that either. And I said, but this is exactly what the gospel is about. He says, because you are right. You are right, sir. You don't deserve it, but you're gonna get it anyway. That is grace. You're gonna get it anyway. You don't deserve it, and you're gonna get forgiven anyway. And whether you deserve it or not, your wife is gonna forgive you anyway. And whether you deserve it or not, the Lord God Almighty Jesus Christ is gonna forgive you anyway. Praise God, hallelujah. And this, that yoke of condemnation broke right in front of him. And he, like this, it's like the scales fell off his eyes. And he cried. And it all made sense to him that it's not about deserving, it's about grace. And forgiving is about giving. And salvation and forgiveness is also about receiving. Praise the Lord. And he just blossomed there and then. After a little cry, he was happy and blessed. And it is a huge weight, this burden that Jesus talked about, that we only should have the Lord's burden again, and not that burden that just fell off him. Now, I know I'm a little bit longer than normal, but I do appreciate. And thank you so much for tuning in. So I'm a little bit longer than normal, but be encouraged. Whether you think whatever is going on, Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. And by grace, you are forgiven. And that's why, by grace. We don't earn it, we don't deserve it. But he gives it because of his infinite sacrificial love. Put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I look forward to see you tomorrow for much more. God bless you. Thank you for liking and thank you for sharing, because it helps for other people to see this too. Bye for now. Bye, y'all.